ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕੀਰਤਨ, ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਟੂਡੇ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਜਸਟ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਟਾਈਮ to talk about some Sikh history. Yesterday we heard about the Shahidi of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. And today I want to continue and talk about the Saka of Sri Chamkor Sahib, the Battle of Chamkor Sahib. I don't know how many of you know what the Battle of Chamkor Sahib is, because most people tomorrow will be celebrating Christmas. And it's really sad because you ask anybody in our culture, our religion, what's Christmas, they know. But you ask them, what's the history of Chamkor Sahib, the Battle of Chamkor Sahib, very few of them know. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, we heard yesterday that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji gave his head to save the Hindu religion. And we also heard that Bhai Jata Ji grabbed Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head and he brung it to the 10th Guru. And he gave that head to the 10th Guru. And remember yesterday we heard that Bhai Jata Ji told Guru Gobind Rai, the 10th Guru, that the soldiers were looking for Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head. And they went to houses of Sikhs. But those Sikhs, they were cowards. They lied. They thought that they were going to get killed if they told the soldiers that they were Sikhs. So they lied and they said, we're not Sikh. We're not a Sikh. We don't believe in the Guru. They lied just to save their own life. And the 10th Guru knew that this is not right. He knew that the Sikhs needed a sarup from the outside. Something that from the outside, even if you were to say that I'm not a Sikh, but just by looking at you, people can tell you're a Sikh. And that's why the 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, in 1699, he started the Khalsa. He started the Khalsa in 1699. And then Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he made the Khalsa into great warriors. Because all the people of the country back then, they're all cowards. Remember we heard the Hindus, they were being tortured by the Muslims. The Hindus couldn't stand up for themselves. They didn't have the strength. They were being bossed around. That's why they had to come and ask Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji to help them. People over there, even though they knew that injustice was happening, bad things were happening, they were too scared to stand up and speak for those people who were being bullied, who were being tortured. They were cowards. People were like slaves. They were treated like slaves. When the Muslims were the kings, the Hindus had no rights. They couldn't have jobs that paid good money. They had to pay extra taxes. They were bossed around. They were treated like slaves. And the poor people who were from a low caste, people that were poor, they had no rights either. They weren't allowed to go to the temples. They were given no rights. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji came. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji knew that this is wrong. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji was the protector of the poor people. He was the protector. They go Bekasara Yar, Guru Gobind Singh. The Guru Gobind Singh, that person who has nobody in this world to help them, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is their helper. Guru Gobind Singh Ji looks after them. That person who has no other friend in this world, that person has nobody that they can look to for help, they can look to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is always ready to help those people. And that's exactly what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did. He started a new revolution. Those people who had no rights, they came to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Those people who were poor from poor families and had no rights, Guru Gobind Singh Ji gave them Amrit, because Khalsa believes that every single person is equal. That nobody is higher, nobody is lower. He gave them freedom, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. So many people started to go to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They started to take Amrit. They started to join the Khalsa. Then Guru Gobind Singh Ji started to train the Sikhs in warfare. He started to build a stronger army. They already had a strong army, but he started to make them even stronger. He told the Sikhs that if anybody is going to come visit me, bring weapons, bring horses. He started to build an army. Guru Gobind Singh Ji wanted to help those people who had nothing, those people who were slaves. And he helped a lot of people, but there were a few people who didn't realize exactly what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Even though Guru Gobind Singh Ji was trying to help them, they didn't understand. They saw him as a threat. Just like, for example, I'm going to tell a small story. There was a bird. And that bird, all its life lived in a cage. The cage was always shut. The cage door was never opened. That bird spent so many years inside a cage. It was never allowed out of the cage. And that cage and that bird was inside a pet store by the window. And then there used to be one man who used to go for a walk every evening. Every evening he would see that cage in the store window, and he would see the bird sitting inside the cage. And one day he thought, I feel sorry for this bird. It's stuck inside this cage. It doesn't have freedom. So he thought, why don't I buy the bird? And then I'll let the bird free. So he went inside the store, he gave money and he bought the bird inside the cage. He bought the cage and the bird. He took the cage home and then he opened the door to the cage. And then he told the bird, that bird, fly out. You can have freedom, fly out. But the bird wouldn't fly. The bird stayed in the cage, it wouldn't go out. He kept on trying, but the bird wouldn't leave. And then the man realized that the bird is so used to sitting in the cage, it's never tasted freedom, it doesn't even know what freedom is. It's got so used to just sitting inside this cage. And there were some people back then who got so used to being slaves that Guru Gobind Singh Ji came to give freedom to them. But they didn't even realize that Guru Gobind Singh Ji was opening the door to freedom for them. They saw him as a threat. These people were 22 kings who were called the hill kings. They were 22 kings of the hills. And they saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji as a threat. They thought that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is going to take over our territory. He's going to take over our kingdom. So what they did is they tried so many times to attack Guru Gobind Singh Ji, to defeat Guru Gobind Singh Ji. But every single time they tried, they failed. Every single time they went to battle or they tried to do a sneak attack on the Guru, every time the Guru and the Sikhs would win. So finally, these 22 kings, they were amazed that why is the Khalsa so strong? Then they made a plan that there's one king whose name is Aurangzeb. And who is Aurangzeb? Who's Aurangzeb? Yes. Aurangzeb is an evil Muslim king. And Aurangzeb, he was very bad. He was already very evil. And these 22 kings, they made a plan. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji was building an army. Guru Gobind Singh Ji has started his own new flag in Shan Sahib. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the Sikhs used to call Guru Gobind Singh Ji Sache Patshah, the true king. So these 22 kings, they went to King Aurangzeb. And they told Aurangzeb that, Aurangzeb, you're the king. You're the ruler of this entire country, this kingdom. Nobody is greater than you, but do you know there's one person whose name is Guru Gobind Singh? And he's trying to start a new kingdom? That he's trying to take you over? He's trying to build an army. He's not even a king. Why does he have an army? Only kings were allowed to keep hawks. And they said Guru Gobind Singh Ji is keeping a hawk with him. Only kings used to wear a kalgi. And they're saying Guru Gobind Singh Ji is wearing a kalgi. Only a king has a flag for his kingdom. And they're saying, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he started his own flag. He brought in Nishan Sahib. He made his own flag. Why does he need a flag? He doesn't have his own country. They said all this to Aurangzeb. And then they told Aurangzeb, you're the king. You're the king. But they're calling Guru Gobind Singh Ji the Sache Patshah, the true king. Why is all this happening? Aurangzeb, you better do something or else Guru Gobind Singh is going to take you over. He's going to beat you. And Aurangzeb got mad because he had an ego. And Aurangzeb said, who does Guru Gobind Singh Ji think he is? Who does Guru Gobind Singh think he is to have his own army? He's not a king. I'm the king. Who does Guru Gobind Singh Ji think he is to make his own flag under my kingdom? Only my flag should be in my kingdom. Guru Gobind Singh Ji can't make his own flag, he said. And he goes, who does Guru Gobind Singh Ji think he is to call himself the Sache Patshah? I am the only king, only true king. Who does Guru Gobind Singh Ji think he is? He got mad. He got angry. So then he made a plan that he took all the hill kings and then he took some of his ministers and he took their armies and he made a huge army of soldiers, of Muslim soldiers, and they made a plan to attack Guru Gobind Singh Ji at Anandpur Sahib. And the soldiers got together. It was a huge army. It took him a while to get the army together. And the army had, because back then there was no cars, no vehicles, it would take a long time to go somewhere. So it took the army quite a while to reach Anandpur Sahib. But in the meantime, Guru Gobind Singh Ji found out that the army is coming. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he was a fair guru. He gave every single person at Anandpur Sahib a choice. He said, we're going to get attacked soon Anybody that wants to leave and save their life, they're allowed to go. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to get mad at you. If you want to go, go. So a lot of sects, they left. They left because they were scared that they were going to be killed in this battle. They all left. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he could have left, but he didn't. He stayed. And he kept his family with him. He could have stayed, but he could have told his family to leave to save their lives. But no, he kept his family there too. And slowly, slowly, those Muslim kings, they finally came to Anandpur Sahib. And it was in the month of May. In the month of May, they came to Anandpur Sahib. They surrounded it. And a battle started in May. But now Anandpur Sahib, the fortress, is on a mountain. Right? It's on a mountain. And what happened was the fortress was higher up. The Singhs, the Gursikhs inside the fortress, they were on higher land. And the Muslims, soldiers, they were all lower because there was a mountain, there was a slope. So when the Muslim soldiers would shoot their arrows, they had to shoot them upwards. And their arrows wouldn't hit the Sikhs because it was too far. Because they had to shoot up. But the Sikhs, they were sitting inside the fortress which was higher up. And when they would shoot it, their arrows would reach the Muslim soldiers. And they would hit the Muslim soldiers and they'd kill the Muslim soldiers. And what happened is the battle went on for some time. And then the Muslim soldiers' leader, their general of their army, he saw that we're not winning, we're losing. A lot of our soldiers are dying. That we can't keep this up. There's no way we can beat Guru Gobind Singh Ji's army this way. Because military strategy is on their side. So then they made another plan. They changed their mind. They made a new plan. And what was that plan? Their plan was that we're not going to fight anymore. We're still going to keep the fortress surrounded, but we're going to move out a bit. We're going to move a little bit back so the six arrows can't reach us. So they moved back a bit. And then they just put their weapons down and they just sat down on the ground. And their plan was that the Sikhs are inside the fortress. They only have a little bit food, only for a few weeks or a few months. And slowly that food will finish. Then they'll starve because we'll keep us surrounded. We won't let any new food come inside of the fortress. And if the Sikhs don't have any food to eat, then they'll starve. And then they'll give up. And then we'll arrest them. That was their plan. So the battle started in May. All of May went by. All of June went by. All of July, August, September, October went by. All the way to December. So for 8 months, the soldiers just sat there surrounding Anandpur Sahib. For 8 whole months, the Sikhs had nothing to eat for 8 months. All the Sikhs would do is at night time they would sneak out in the dark and they would attack some Muslim soldiers and steal their food and bring it back to eat. But that wasn't a lot of food either. So 8 months went by with very little food, almost nothing. And what happened? The soldiers inside started to starve. A lot of Sikhs died. Because they didn't have food to eat. And the ones who were still alive, they lost a lot of weight. They were like all sticks and bones. They were really skinny. Even a lot of animals died. Guru Gobind Singh Ji and the Sikhs had a lot of horses, they died. Guru Gobind Singh Ji had a hathi. His special hathi he kept, even that hathi, that elephant died in this battle from starvation. And time went by. A lot of Sikhs, they started getting desperate. They got frustrated. And then the Muslim soldiers, they said that they'll make a deal. That if any Sikh says that they don't believe in Guru Gobind Singh Ji anymore, and says that they're not a Sikh anymore, we'll let those Sikhs leave the fortress and go home. We won't hurt them. So at that moment, there was 46. 46 came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and said, "Guruji, we want to leave." And Guru Gobind Singh Ji told them that you can leave, but I want you to do one thing. I want you to write down that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is not our Guru and we are not Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Sikhs. I want you to write that down. They wrote that down. Guru Gobind Singh Ji kept that paper with them and told those Sikhs, okay, you're allowed to go. Those 46 abandoned the Guru and left. They took off. Some more time went by. The winter months came, December, November and December came, and a lot of rain came on those mountains. What happened with the rain? The Muslim soldiers that were sitting there, they started to get wet. They started to get diseases. They started to get sick. A lot of them even started to die. And the Muslim army got angry. They got frustrated. They got tired of waiting. They said, it's been 8 months. What are these Sikhs made of? How come they're not giving up? Then they made a plan. They said that we're going to send somebody in and we're going to try to trick Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And how did they try to trick Guru Gobind Singh Ji? They sent a Hindu pandit, a Hindu priest, and a Muslim qazi, a Muslim priest, inside of Anandpur Sahib, inside of the fortress. And you know what they said to Guru Gobind Singh Ji? The Hindu priest said that, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, if you leave the fortress, I guarantee that the Muslims won't attack you. They'll let you go. They won't even touch you. He said, I swear, I promise on the name of the Gita, which is the Hindus' holy scriptures. The Muslim Qazi, the Muslim priest said, I swear, I promise on the Muslim Quran, the Muslim holy scriptures, that if you leave, nobody will attack you. And all the Sikhs, they were like, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, this is our chance to leave. Let's go. And Guruji said, no, it's all one big trick. They're just trying to trick us. They're not going to let us go. They're going to try to kill us. But the Sikhs didn't believe it. The Sikhs said, no, Guruji, I don't believe that. Then Guruji said, let's test them. Let's see. So what they did is Guru Gobind Singh Ji told them, okay, we're ready to go. We'll leave. But we have a lot of stuff to take with us. And all of our horses have died from starvation. So we want you guys to give us some horses and some carts. So they sent horses and carts there. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji filled the carts with junk and garbage. And he covered it up so you couldn't tell what was in there. And then they sent the horse and cart outside. It went a little bit far. And what happened? The Muslim soldiers, they attacked the horses and the carts. And they killed the person driving the horse, riding the horse. They thought that there was going to be Sikhs inside of that cart. And when they saw there was just junk there, it was just garbage, they were surprised. And they felt embarrassed that Guru Gobind Singh Ji outsmarted them. So a little bit more time went by. And then the king Aurangzeb himself, he wrote a letter to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And in there he said, Guruji, I apologize for this battle, but Guruji, let's call a truce. Let's stop fighting. Guruji, if you leave the fortress now, I give you my guarantee. I promise to God, he said. I promise to my religion. I promise to my holy scriptures, the Quran, that if you leave the fortress, I won't send anybody to attack you. Nobody will attack you. Nobody will touch you. We'll let you go free. And the Sikh said, Guruji, the king has made a promise. Let's go. Let's get out of here. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, no, it's another trick. We're not leaving. But the Sikhs, they were tired of waiting. They've been sitting there for almost 8 months with no food, fighting day and night. They were tired. They said, Guruji, we're tired. Please just accept this and let's go. Guruji is saying, no, let's wait a little bit longer. The Muslim soldiers are getting tired. We can win this battle. But the Sikhs were too tired. They said, Guruji, we can't handle it. Please, please let's go. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji didn't want to leave the fortress. But because the Sikhs kept on begging him and begging him, Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, okay, if that's what you want, then we will leave this fortress. And then what happened? On December the 19th, early in the morning, just after midnight, when the Muslim soldiers, some of them were sleeping, Guru Gobind Singh Ji made a plan that we're going to leave. So what they did is, they broke up, because if every single person, because there was about 500 Sikhs left inside the fortress. And they said, if every single person leaves together, if all 500 of us leave together, the enemy is going to see us. They're going to notice. So they made a plan that we're just going to go in small groups of about 5 or 10 people per group. So slowly, slowly, one group of 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 people would leave the fortress. Then the next group of 5 or 10 people, then the next group would leave. And slowly, slowly they snuck out of there. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said that he was going to leave 2 Sikhs to be the last two. They were supposed to come at the very end. One Sikh's name was Bhai Uday Singh Ji. Bhai Uday Singh Ji. And the second Sikh was who? The second Sikh was Baba Ajit Singh Ji, who was Guru Gobind Singh Ji's oldest son. That shows how much love Guru Gobind Singh Ji had for Sikhs. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji could have left some other Sikh and told Baba Ajit Singh Ji to leave first and get out of there and save his own life. But no. He told his own son, Baba Ajit Singh Ji, that you have to be the last person to leave the fortress. So slowly during the night they left, and they came all the way to a river, which is called the Sarsa River. The Sarsa Nadi. The Sarsa River. So they came there to that river. And at the same time, the Muslim soldiers, they woke up, they saw that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is gone. All the Sikhs are gone. So they started to follow the Guru, they started to come towards Sarsa River also. And it was early in the morning, it was Amrit Vela. Early in the morning, and they came to the river, and the Sikhs said, let's cross the river, but Guru Gobind Singh Ji stopped. He said, we're not crossing the river yet. And the Sikhs said, Guruji, the soldiers are after us. Why, if we can't even waste a single minute, if we stop here, they're going to catch up to us. Why have you stopped? And do you know why Guru Gobind Singh Ji stopped at that moment? Guru Gobind Singh Ji stopped by the river. He said, we're not crossing it because it's Amrit Vela now. It's time for us to do our Nitnem. He said, we have to put our weapons down and we have to do our Nitnem. And the Sikhs looked at Guruji and he said, Guruji, the enemy soldiers are after us. There's no time to do Nitnem right now, Guruji. If we stop, they're going to catch up to us. But Satguruji said, no, we can't go until we do our Nitnem. Just from this one point, we learned something. That when you read Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life, that whenever it was time to do Nitnem, no matter what situation they were in, they would stop to do their Nitnem. They had soldiers running after them, but yet they still stopped to do their Nitnem. But we need to look at ourselves. Sometimes we skip our Nitnem. We say, oh, we were too busy today. Older people say, oh, I was too tired from work today. Kids say, I was too busy. That's why I'm doing. Some people I meet, they say they don't have enough time to do their Nitnem in the morning, so they finish it in the evening. They'll do Japji Sahib in the morning and they'll do the rest of the Bani's in the evening. Because they said they didn't have enough time to do it. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji, even enemy soldiers are after them, they still stop to do their Nitnem. So they stopped to do their Nitnem. They did the entire Nitnem. They even did Asa Diwar. And by then, the enemy Muslim soldiers caught up to the Guru's soldiers at the Sarsa River. And then they started to fight. A battle happened. And inside this battle, a lot of people got mixed up. Guru Gobind Singh Ji's wife and Bhai Mani Singh, they got mixed, they got lost one way. Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two youngest sons, they got lost, they went some other way. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji went another way. Other Sikhs went different ways. Everybody got mixed up, they all got lost from one another. Guru Gobind Singh Ji told the Sikhs that I want you to cross the river and I want you to go to a village that's called Ropar. The village is called Ropar. And I want you to go to that village. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji crossed. Other Sikhs started to cross. But the Muslim soldiers started to fight with the Sikhs. A battle happened there. And that Bhai Uday Singh, who was one of the greatest warriors of the Guru, he was in that battle too. He killed many Muslim soldiers, but slowly, slowly he also died in that battle. He became a martyr. Baba Ajit Singh Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's son, fought in that battle too. A lot of Sikhs died in that battle. And the ones that were left, they crossed the river and they came to the village of Ropar. And when they came to Ropar, Guru Gobind Singh Ji only had 40 Sikhs left with him. There were only 40 Sikhs left with Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And they stayed in Ropar the night, and a man whose name was Roop Chand, he came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And Roop Chand came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and said, Guruji, I'm a Hindu. Roop Chand was a Hindu. He goes, Guruji, I'm a Hindu. And your father, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, he helped the Hindus. When the Hindus needed help, your father gave his head to help us. And now you're in a tough time, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. I want to help you. You need a place to stay. Come stay at my house. He said, because Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Sikhs, they even ran out of weapons. He said, come to my house, I even have a few weapons I can give to help you. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji went to Roop Chand's house. They started to stay with Roop Chand. The Sikhs went there. The Sikhs got to eat a meal there. They got to eat roti because for 8 months, the Sikhs didn't even get a real meal. They were left without food. They only had whatever they could find. But after 8 months, they finally had a meal to eat at Roop Chand's house. They ate their meal. And then after eating their meal, they went to sleep. And when they went to sleep, all the Sikhs went to sleep and one Sikh stayed up. One Sikh stayed up. And that Sikh's name was Bhai Madan Singh. Bhai Madan Singh stayed up. He didn't go to sleep. But the thing is, the Sikhs, for the last 8 months, they only had a little bit of time to sleep. They would only sleep a couple hours a night. So they were really tired. All the other 39 Sikhs, they fell asleep right away. And Bhai Madan Singh was really tired too. Bhai Madan Singh, he had to stay up because he was on guard duty. He had to make sure that nobody comes to attack them during the night. So he stayed up on guard duty. But while on guard duty, Bhai Madan Singh was so tired that even though he's sitting there, his eyes would close and his head would fall down. He was sleepy. And then when his head would fall down, he would pick it up, try to wake himself up again. And a couple more minutes would go down and he'd fall asleep again. He was really tired. He was having a hard time staying up. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji was also up. Guru Gobind Singh Ji never went to sleep either. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji came upstairs to where Bhai Madan Singh was, right at the top. And Bhai Madan Singh opened his eyes and he saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji coming. He jumped up. He put his hands together and he said, Guruji, what are you doing up right now? How come you're not sleeping? And Guru Gobind Singh Ji told Bhai Madan Singh that, Madan Singh, I'm Guru Gobind Singh. In my life, many people have come to me to ask for things. Many people come every single day to ask for something, to beg me for something. People come and they beg me for favors. People come and beg me for things. But today, Madan Singh, I want to ask you for a favor. I want to ask you to give me something, Madan Singh. And Bhai Madan Singh, when he saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji acting like this, he started to cry. Tears came in Bhai Madan Singh's eyes. And Bhai Madan Singh said, Guruji, what are you saying? You're the Guru, I'm just a Sikh. I'm your follower. What can I give to you, Guru Gobind Singh? And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Madan Singh, these last 8 months have been really hard for all the Sikhs, including you. You guys have fought so hard. You had so little food to eat. You did not even get much time to sleep. You guys are tired. Madan Singh, I want you to give me this spear. I want you to go to sleep. And today I'll stay on guard duty, Madan Singh. I'll stay on guard duty myself. And Bhai Madan Singh started to cry. He said, Guruji, no, you're the Guru. Guruji, you're the Guru. You've had a tough time the last 8 months. You were with us too. You go to sleep. Guruji, this is my duty. I'm going to stay on duty. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Bhai Madan Singh said, Guruji, tonight let me do it. Tomorrow night you can do it. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Madan Singh, who knows if tomorrow night is going to come? Who knows if we're still going to be alive? Madan Singh didn't want to give up the guard duty, but he was scared in front of the Guru. His hands were shaking. And he gave that spear to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And he told Guru, and he went to sleep. And all night, Guru Gobind Singh Ji stayed on guard duty. All night, Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself stayed on guard duty. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who once had hundreds of servants coming down to do his seva, to serve him, today that Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself was standing on guard duty. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji stayed up all night. And just one thing before I end, before finishing today, one thing. Guru Gobind Singh Ji stayed up all night, and while on guard duty, he was walking, and he came to the room where the Khalsa was sleeping, where all the Sikhs were sleeping. And what did he notice? That all the Khalsa, all the Sikhs were so tired that they were out of it. Some of their pugs had even fallen off their heads. Their turbans had fallen off their heads. They were so tired. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji themselves pulled the pugs and put them back on the Sikhs' heads. And when they did that, they noticed that the Sikhs' hands were swollen and bruised because for the last 8 months, they were holding swords for almost 17, 18 hours a day. And their feet were swollen and sore and bruised. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji spent some time during the night massaging every single Sikh's feet and arms. That's how much love Guru Gobind Singh Ji had for his Sikhs, for his Khalsa. He did seva of his Khalsa that night. And for today, the time is over. So we're going to end off here. But tomorrow night, we're going to continue on and see what happened the next morning. And we're going to talk about the actual battle of Chamkor Sahib and what happened. So today, while speaking, I may have made lots of mistakes. I want to ask for Guruji's forgiveness. And I want every single person to put their hands together. And I want everybody to say out loud with me together, Vahe Guruji Ka Khalsa, Vahe Guruji Ki Fateh.